motions within the package. The first one, if someone would like to make that motion, Counselor Charlton.
Can I read both motions or?
One at a time, please.
I move that Council Region of Queens Municipality give pre-budget approval for the authorization of grant funding to Queens Daycare Association of $50,000 to be used for cost overruns for the new infant care center, with the funding to be included in the community grant section of the 2021-2022 operating budget, and that prior to December 31st, 2021, the association provide a full accounting and report to the municipality concerning the use of these funds.
Seconded by Counselor Gidney. Questions or comments? Counselor Charlton.
I would just like to bring to everyone's attention that I've spoke to Scott Christians, the chair of the board, since our last budget meeting. They have been successful in getting large donations from private donors in the upwards of $150,000. I think that's an amazing thing that the community is embracing the daycare and that they're stepping up and supporting it. And you know, when they did their presentation to council, they needed far more than that, and they didn't ask all of that of us. So I think, you know, I think they're moving in the right direction, and I think that if everyone can work together, that they'll be in a great place. So, support them.
So you're stating that they do have a $150,000 donation coming their way, because you do realize that these two things put a penny on the tax rate?
Where I'm making it aware that they have been successful in multiple private donations because of their when their presentation and what they needed and where they need to go was far over the 150. I'm just making it aware to council that they have been successful in getting donations.
Any other questions or comments? Councilor Brown.
I've talked to different people around the county and most of them are very supportive of the Queens Daycare. It's our only licensed daycare, and I think this direction will make it easier for them to come closer to being financially secure, and it also will help our economic development departments to attract young professionals and attract businesses if we have this service to offer. I think without that, we've got a hard hill to climb.
Comments? Deputy Moose, would you take the chair for a moment? I was prepared to vote for this $50,000 because I felt, when I look back at why the ask was made, it was made to help with the cost overrun, which was cited at $130,000. But I've since learned this evening that you have a unanimous donation of $150,000, which covers that $130,000, which you said was the cost overrun, of which you asked for $50,000. I'm very leery of our upcoming tax rate, and I'm not going to be able to support this motion. You have to keep the chair.
Yep. Anyone else have anything to say with this? If not, what's the question? All those in favor? Opposed?
Passed.
Oh, it didn't. 4-4. Am I wrong?
1, 2, 3, 4. Carl, you voted against? The motion is defeated. And Councillor Charlton, did you wish to read the second motion?
Sure. I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality give pre-budget approval for the authorization of grant funding to Queens Daycare Association of $30,000 to assist with decreased operating revenue, with the funding to be included in the community grant section of the 2021-2022 operating budget, and that prior to December 31st, 2021, the association provide a full accounting and report to the municipality concerning the use of these municipal support.
Seconded by Councilor Gidney. Comments or questions? Deputy Mayor Muse?
I think that this should be turned down and go back to the budget on Thursday. There's a lot of things I don't understand, why they didn't go through the community investment fund to get some money, and this is a big budget thing, and I think it should go back. Budget for Thursday, be turned down.
Any other questions or comments? Councilor Fancy?
Trying to state it the best way and how is that I'm in favor of it, but I don't know if we should be doing that out of the budget deliberations, because if we do that for this, we're not saying we can't do it on when we go through the budget, but I just don't know if it's the proper place. I'm just asking the question, Mayor.
It was placed pre-budget because it was clumped as 80,000 because of the urgency for the monies for the end of March, is what we were told. That by the end of March, the center was in need of payment. So therefore, it was a pre-budget. There have been councils that have given pre-budget approval on other matters in the past. So this isn't new to give a pre-budget approval.
I could understand the 50 because that was, you had to do that. And that's why I voted for that. But the 30 is, that's going forward, and that's what everybody asked for, isn't it? I don't know, just asking to make sure we do it right.
If you recall from their presentation, the 30 was for operating costs. At the time, they felt they had enough expenditure to keep them going, but they might possibly have closure by summer without the operating costs. And the ask had been originally for 3 years, but that it was put as a 1 year ask rather than put council on the line for 3 years. Councilor Charlton?
I think the confusion here is that when they did their presentation, the immediate ask was the 50, and I think Jack just expected to see the 50 and not see the 30 until budget deliberation.
Yes.
That is what he's trying to say. So that is a matter of council. If you defeat the motion, then it cannot be discussed again at a $30,000 figure. Councilor McNeil, what about council?
I don't think that's a promotion.
a defeat of motion does not come back unless it's rescinded. So could a 30,000, if this was defeated, or could this second motion be put forward for another date?
If council wishes to defeat the motion, they would defeat the motion. If they wish to approve the motion, they approve the motion. If they wish to have further discussion on it, then they should defer the motion to budget deliberations, and it'll be further discussed during budget deliberations.
Well, there is your answer.
Okay.
So we'd need a motion to defer it to budget deliberations if that was the wish of council.
Councilor Fancy?
Can we do that? Well, we already got a motion on the floor.
Yes, the motion's there, and you make a motion to defer the motion, and then you have to have a second. Councilor Brown?
I think there was some urgency with this group for funding, and this is why we went with pre-budget approval. I still think it's an important group, and the only reason I voted against the 50 was because I was unaware that they had received that other funding to cover it. But I think, you know, there is a sense of urgency with this $30,000 to keep them solvent and operational. I think it's an important thing to do, and I'm in favor of it.
Any other comments or questions before I ask for the question? Councilor Charlton?
I would would just second what Councilor Brown said. They presented to us, and we know that they're in a position that is tricky. We've had conversations about our strategies for economic development and attracting young people into this community, and we cannot lose our only licensed daycare. If we were to lose this daycare, we would never get it back, and we will never attract young families. We would lose families we have now because of this. Very much in support of this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other comments? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Council information report, section 0.3. Again, it's a continuation of motions that have been made that have not yet been settled. Some of them have been settled, therefore they'll disappear off of the next list. Are there any that councilors have any questions of? If not, I would ask for a motion to go in camera. Moved by Deputy Mayor Muse, seconded by Councilor Romero, that we move in camera. We'll take a... Deputy Mayor Muse moves.
I take a vote first.
Oh, I take a vote first. All those in favor?